Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, G-Unit?
Oh, that's my favorite one thus far.
People shout forget about G-Unit, and they shouldn't.
One time, and I'll never forget it, my brother said to my mom that he wanted a personalized license plate that's spelled G-U-N-I-T for G-Unit. And she goes, "You will not get a license plate that says Gunnit in my house. What, you want to go really fast in the car? I don't think so." And he was like,
"She goes, we drive the speed limit in Albany, okay?"
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
We follow the rules in this home.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's like when I dated this football player who thought isn't was spelled I-S-I-N-T. But that's just a fun fact about me and explains a lot.
Aren't football players the cutest?
Yeah, they're mashed potato brains.
Yeah, I love that for them. Mm-hmm. You can really just 100%, mold them.
100%. Manipulate their brains. What do you... You wrote talking in the morning. What is that? What's happening in the morning with you?
Let's normalize shutting the fuck up.
So not talking in the morning.
No. I think the meanest things in my head that I think I've ever come up with if I wake up and someone's immediately speaking to me. Here's an example.
I've wanted to murder.
My parents were here Tuesday night. And Wednesday morning, I woke up because my mom was coming to my Maybelline shoot with me because she's just cute and adorable. And literally from the jump, my dad is like talking. And I literally just looked at him and was like, before I rip all of my hair out and yours, please, please. Like, and I realized that a lot of my ex-boyfriends talk to me in the morning. And I think that's one of the main reasons that I'm single.
Well, that is the biggest red flag in the world, because they're clearly not respecting you, your time, or your space. When I was quarantining with my parents, as one does, my dad was just always vacuuming. Like, I don't know what the power trip is with, like, my dad vacuuming. Like, and he would always come in my room when my door was shut, and he'd be like, why are you sleeping? And I'd be like, it's called an 11 a.m. depression app, Dad. During a pandemic, because what else am I supposed to do during a pandemic? I can't go outside. And then he does the funny, like, he vacuums on my bed, like, and I just start yelling, Mom. Yeah. And then my mom comes in. She's like, Danny, leave her alone. And I'm like, again, this is too much yelling. We're now literally having a war over a vacuum when I was in a peace, REM sleep.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like dads are, like, as we get older, dads are turning more into older brothers. Yeah. Like, sometimes my dad just says things to piss me off. Like, I know, and he's like, what are you getting? We're just playing around. We're just kidding around. And I'm like, Dad, I don't like the nonsense. Yeah.
I do also think with the morning.
But shout out to our dads, because we do fucking love them.
Yeah, shout out to our complex relationships, like, with our dads. They make us the people
we are. I would murder someone for my dad.
No, I will protect my dad at all costs. I do have to say about morning voices. You ever are having a peaceful day in the morning, you're not getting out of bed, and you realize you have to go on the phone with someone, and you know that they'll know based on your voice that you've been asleep till 11:30, and then you try to warm your voice up, and you'll be like, la la la.
Yeah, literally, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Happened to me this morning. Thank God it was only my doorman, but he said, sorry for waking you up. Okay, it was 11 a.m.
I don't like that shit when people assume they know about your life, and they'll be like, did you just wake up?
Yeah.
And, like, I'll lie. I'll be like, no, it's just my voice. And they'll be like, you just woke up.
Imagine if I was like, you don't know me. You don't know me. But have you ever, okay, this is something else. This is, like, one of those things that, like, is not a turn on. It's a turn on, but, like, shouldn't be. Have you ever called a guy either in the morning or at nighttime and they, like, just woke up and they have, like, that deep raspy voice and they're just like, what's up, baby? Or, like, says, and you're like, you know that they were just asleep and you're just like,
and they're adorable because you know how men are, like, lying constantly. When they just wake up, they're, like, not conscious enough to lie. So they're, like, their purest form. Like, when they're just, like, as simple as possible and they're just like, hi.
Yeah, it's literally like they're high. There is something about, like, a raspy, like, voice that really gets me.
I did,
like,
a guy just for, like, a full deep 7 months just because of his voice.
Yeah, and there's guys that, like, I've listened to them on the phone and I'm like, probably not. Probably not. You know? Like,
voice
not for
is
me.
Huge for me. Like, Dez's voice is, like, my kink.
Yeah, you do love his voice.
I love
you even
his
said
voice.
It when you first started talking to him. Like, you would, like, list, like, random things you liked about him. And I remember saying, like, his voice is.
No, I mean, because let's be honest, a relationship is having a conversation for the rest of your life. And if you don't like how that voice sounds on the other end, you're done. I don't care how beautifully curved big his penis is.
Yeah. Yeah. Voice is a big thing.
Speaking of warnings. Are you ice rolling in the morning? What is this ice roller magic that you have introduced to me recently?
If you don't subscribe to our Patreon, one, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing?
And, okay, this is my ice roller, and I forgot that I even had it, and then I, like, re-found it. It is life-changing, and I know, like, there's a jade roller, there's a gua sha stone, there's blah, 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 all this stuff. Just ice roll your face and you'll feel so much better. I've been trying to do it every single morning. It really does wake you up. Mm-hmm. The tip is you go under your cheekbone and just, like, push up.
And what does that do?
It just, like, makes your face. I don't know. No. It, like, chisels your face, basically. Like, it de-puffs you. Because when I wake up, I am a puffy bitch.
Yeah, I'm a marshmallow.
I don't know.
However,
it's like,
my lips are thick.
Flawless, dude. When I eat too much salt, oh, and my lips get big, I'm just like, this is who she is.
DSLs, people try to spread shit about me. I got lip injections, whatever. I have not gotten lip injections. I just slept 14 hours. Mind your damn business.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I have Invisalign. So Invisalign lips, they like puff out a little more.
If there's one thing I would never do to my face, like I definitely will get Botox at some point. Mm-hmm. But if there's one thing I would never do to my face, it's get my lips done because I love my lips.
It's true. It does lose. Like I started overlining my lips because I thought it was fun and my lips would look fucking massive. And my mom was like, oh, but it, you lose the natural shape of your like your what is it called? The thing on top of your lip?
Your Cupid's bow.
Cupid's bow. And she's like, I can't see your Cupid's bow. But I love that for you. You do have great lips.
Thank you. So do you.
Thank you. I do think that people getting lip injections, I'm telling you, remember 20 years ago how it was hot to not have huge lips? You don't think in 20 years, 10 years, it's going to be cool again to not have massive lips and your lips are going to have to be depuffed?
Sucked out.
This is a trend, bitches. This is a trend. Don't change your face for a trend. But anyway... Finally.
Oh, I just, when you go on your plastic surgery rants, I just know to quiet.
I know. Well, this is
and
the
let
thing.
You get it out.
I've evolved. I used to be very anti-plastic surgery, but your girl's turning 30. And I've also talked to a lot of people on social media who have been like, hey, like I got a nose job, it changed my life. I got a boob job, it changed my life.
Yeah.
I support it.
Yeah.
I don't support you doing it for the wrong reasons. It's basically like The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're doing it for the right reasons for you, not for Instagram likes or fame.
Right.
Do it for loving yourself.
Right. Do it for just helping yourself. But, no, because I actually have a lot of girlfriends who, like, you could never tell that they got their lips done.
Yeah.
But they were just, like, insecure a little bit about their smile, so they got, like, a lip flip.
Yep.
And they love it. And they're like, it just makes me feel so much better.
And I'm not saying it looks bad. I'm just saying it's not the first answer. It's like, don't just go on pills to feel better. Do pills and therapy. You know, like if you're going to get your lips done, go to therapy too to understand.
Don't like, don't just do heroin, you know, like do something with it, you know.
No, I meant like going on Prozac and stuff.
Oh, right. Right.
But I am turning 30. And based on all these talks, I have this new bit I'm doing in my stand up where I'm basically like the society really tries to scare women about turning 30.
Yeah.
And how they're like, if you're not buying hundreds of dollars of serums, fucking your face with a jade roller, snorting collagen, you're just going to turn 30 and become Prince Philip.
And if someone said, Paige, if you snort this collagen, you will look 25 forever, I would do it.
I have you in my brain during that whole joke doing all those things. You inspired it. Because, but also, Paige, if there was a serum that, like, actually worked, wouldn't everyone be using it?
Correct. But is there one and where it's just you gotta find it?
Or you could say it's all individual.
Yeah. Like, is this right just like a huge what's the word
multi-level not marketing scheme?
No, not hide and seek, scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt, like needle in a haystack. But I also think I don't like to be conned. Look, we're from New York. I don't like one, what do they say, putting one over on me. I don't like that shit. And I don't like how the beauty industry, I'm trying to just find the holes in it. But anyway, bitch, I'm turning 30 on August 12th.
I know. It's really fast approaching. I have no idea what to fucking get you for your birthday either. You're very hard to shop for.
I know. But I also, like, don't really care for a lot of things. Like, I'd rather you, like, write me, like, a note being like, I love you. You're the best person I've ever met in my life.
I know. You want something, like, funny. But, like, your gift to me this year was so, like, sentimental and great. And I'm just like, how?
What did I get you? I forgot.
You got me that. You got me that picture frame. What is that?
Oh, yeah. You bitch. It's a guy I forgot. We are not, gifting is not our love language.
Where the fuck is that? I know it's here. I know it's here.
Go,
I saw it in my mood.
It changed my life. Where the fuck is that?
I think it's somewhere in this room, I think.
Yeah. It was, I knew you'd like it because I also know you like aesthetics around your house.
Yeah. It was really cute.
I'm not, gifts are not my thing. I more just want your love. I love a text of a TikTok in the morning. Side note, real quick, just our friendship.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Are we texting or are we DMing?
Are we texting
or
are we DMing TikToks? Because, bitch, you DM me. No, no. You messaged me on TikTok Messenger and I got thrown the fuck off.
Look, I want to keep it to DM on TikTok.
Wait, I feel like you're breaking up
because
No, I'm not.
I'm going to tell you why. Because I, when I'm on TikTok, it's usually 2 a.m. and there's so many I want to send
and
you.
And you don't want to like wake me up.
I can't text her. Yeah. What if her phone is on or whatever? What if Des is like, who the fuck's texting you at 2 a.m.? You know, so I was like, let's keep it to TikTok Messenger.
But I do think that Paige and I have full conversations through our TikTok. Like, I'll send her something funny about a guy, basically saying, I know where your head's at. This is our mood. And then you'll send me something funny about, like, my tennis. And I'll be like, yes, bitch, I'm triggered today. I know. Like, we just know.
Wait, literally. Literally. You send me TikToks based on, like, my status with any man.
I also just know. Like, I don't have to ask. I just fucking know. I know we're not at Front Page News, but can we, like, go to Front Page News right now? I need to talk about J-Lo.
Okay.
So my friend Claire, who's an amazing comedian, basically kind of had it. Oh, no. She was joking about J-Lo, and I was looking into it, and there was a tweet. And it was like, so I get back with my ex, and I'm a stupid bitch. Mm-hmm. And J-Lo gets back with her ex, and she's goals. And I was laughing about it with Dez. And Dez was like, that's not the point. Like, she hasn't been with him for 10 years. They're like different people now. That's why it's romantic.
Okay, Dez.
And I was like, who are you thinking about from 10 years ago, bitch?
Literally. Oh my God. Let's think about who would I have dated? What, how old am I? I would have been 18. 18. Oh, my high school boyfriend. That would have been fine.
But why does it always go back to
him? Always goes back to him. Always goes back to him. No, but actually, I feel we probably like wouldn't be compatible anymore.
If you were compatible 10 years ago and then you broke up, why do you think you'd be more compatible in 10 years? You're obviously more different and probably more authentically yourselves.
But maybe you're like different in better ways.
I don't trust
it. I feel
it.
Like a lot of people break up in their early 20s because they're like, I really want to focus on my career and I really want to like
next live best out thing.
Like I want to live out my life. I want to have these single years. So then when they do get back together at 30, they've already done all that stuff and they're like, let's settle down. But then other things could be different. Look, don't listen to me because I've never been more single in my life. And
Paige, I think it's fake.
I know.
And
I know.
I have never seen a couple have more paparazzi photos. Every single day, they're in a new outfit. They're recreating poses from music videos. Paige, what is, like, from a person who's been in the media, who's dated people in public, what are they doing to us? Because it doesn't feel authentic to me. And you know, Mystic Michaela says that I can sense when people are being inauthentic, and my fucking, like, I'm beeping.
Your radar is going off.
My radar's beeping.
Here's the thing. Absolutely. Absolutely. Are they trying to get in the press and have paparazzi pictures of their love? I think they really are remaking the video of the two of them. And I think it's going to come out soon. Like, I genuinely think that.
Do you think this is based on a project? Like, there's a music video coming out or a movie? Like, is this a publicity stunt for that?
Look, they're definitely banging, that's for sure. Okay. They're definitely banging. They're definitely having a great time on vacation. I think they're absolutely remaking a music video. Whether they're like really together or it's just kind of like fun to hang out with someone familiar, I don't give a shit. I don't care. Because you want to know what? Every single thing on the internet is fake.
True.
Everything is fake. Every story you read, something is fake. Every picture is fake. Every video is fake. Like, you will never actually know what is going on in someone's real life unless you know them. So, like,
I really feel
like everyone is like a character of themselves on the internet. And it doesn't mean they're lying to you, and it doesn't mean they're not authentic.
But you don't
they're
know
just
the full
presenting
story.
Yeah, they're presenting to the world, you know, like how they want to be perceived or like what, you know. And that doesn't mean like if they're crying on their Instagram story that like they're faking it or something.
They're still presenting what they want you to see.
Yeah, like they're choosing to share something with you.
They're living their own reality TV shows through
their... Yeah, like they're living their own life, whatever.
But like their Instagram is their reality TV show they want to show you. Like these are the parts that they want to see.
You pick and choose what you want to show on your Instagram, and that's fine.
I follow a lot of mental health accounts because, you know, we're in it. And
yeah,
this one lady was being asked about like Simone Biles and stuff, and she was like, hey, I don't know Simone Biles,
right?
So I can't tell you what the fuck happened. I can give you general opinions on the situation that I still don't know about. And I'm like, what if people, like all the gossip people, like did that with celebrities, being like, look, I don't know people.
Yeah, like,
but
we see
this on TV or we saw that. But this is... I know what the giggler is, and you're thinking, Hannah, why do you care so much? Why do you care if this is fake or not? This is why. Because J-Lo, and it's not that J-Lo's so hot, how could she be in this situation? J-Lo is so successful.
So, yeah.
The fact that she craves this attention makes me very worried for myself. Because I'm like, I have my goals, I want to be successful, and I think, if J-Lo's not content with the attention she's getting, how am I ever going to be content with the attention I'm getting?
I think I want to be so successful and then literally disappear.
Yep.
I want one day people to be like, what happened to Paige DeSorbo? You know, like she has this crazy huge fashion line, but we never see her. Yes. And
but
that's
she
what
doesn't
I want.
Even like, you don't even have a personal Instagram. You just have your company Instagram.
I'm going to straight Jennifer Lawrence that shit. And like, I won't have an Instagram. Oh, that sounds like
oh
bliss.
My God. I just orgasmed. I feel like I interviewed this girl on Burning in Hell, Chelsea Lynn, who's amazing. She plays trailer trash Tammy, and she's hilarious. It's like a character she does. And I was like, what are your goals? And she goes, I don't want to get too famous.
Wow.
And I've never heard like a TikTok person say that.
That's some main character energy if I've ever heard it.
She goes, I don't want to get too famous that I can't do like normal shit. I just want to be able to pay for enough stuff that I can do what I want. And I was like, but that's like winning the lottery. They say money brings a certain amount of happiness up to like 100K or something that you have like a little bit extra for things you like.
Yeah.
But once you hit a million, it actually causes depression. I mean, life is hard is what we're trying to say. But I'm just like
life is
upset.
Fucking hard.
I'm upset that J-Lo feels the need to wake up in the morning and call her publicist and be like, okay, where are me and Ben going to be today? I'm like, you don't need that. Why do you think you need that?
Okay, but wait. What if she's doing it just because she has so much motherfucking anger inside of her toward A-Rod?
Again,
and she's just like, watch this.
I'm mad that she has anger towards A-Rod and she feels like she has to prove herself that she's better than that or she's above it. Because I'm mad that she feels like she has to prove herself. And again, I'm projecting my shit onto her.
I don't know. I'm kind of here for the pettiness. You know, like I'm kind of here for it. Like, oh, cool, A-Rod. I could buy and sell you and like have fun on your yacht.
Yeah.
Like I will be having fun on mine.
Well, yeah, she's having a normal angry kind of revenge type reaction, and it's like I guess I'm trying to work on not getting revenge or have anger towards things, and I'm trying to work on being content. So when I see her doing that shit, I'm like, wait, girl, I look up to you. Why is this what I should be doing? Because I'm
should
trying to
I
hide
getting,
with the goats.
Should I be getting back with my ex and posting it? No. Everyone knows that a woman is always searching for a few things in her life. And one of those things is the perfect t-shirt. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does actually exist, and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I literally have the short sleeve t-shirt in, I think, every single color because it just is the perfect t-shirt to put on with things. I travel a lot and it's just so easy to have a sweat set that like always looks good, and then to match it with the perfect t-shirt. I have short sleeve if I'm going to a hot destination. I have long sleeve if I'm going to a cool destination, and my outfit still always looks good and comfy. My personal favorite is the cotton jersey t-shirt. I have the color bone. I have the color onyx. I have the different like bluish gray, all of those colors. I'm obsessed. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select Giggly Squad in the drop-down menu that follows. If you haven't been to LA, and I'm actually going this week, and I'm so excited because for the first time, I'm spending more than 24 hours there. I've been going recently, and it's been for like 1 day, 2 days. But this week, I'm going for like a whole 5 days, and I'm so excited because it really is such a lovely place. I mean, the weather is unbeatable. The food and the drink, from top secret pop-ups to rooftop bars all year round, alfresco dining, Los Angeles is really a culinary thrill. Plus, their shopping and their fashion is great, from a dizzy array of styles in one city block to contributing to bold, wildly creative style that gives Los Angeles its own look. And obviously, they have great outdoors and wellness. I love all of their spas. Local farmers markets are so much better in LA. So if you're looking to book a trip, find your spirit guide at discoverla.com. I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place, from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go, or in the bed, or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. I used to be one of those people that thought I didn't have time to prioritize my wellness, but recently I've been trying to put my health and wellness first, and that's why Alo Moves is just so good. My whole mindset really has changed. The app makes it easy for you to prioritize your wellness and keep it on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and just so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day. And if you're trying to get in a good sweat, then they also have HIIT classes, award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows. But they also have affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and don't get me started on sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code GIGGLY20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code GIGGLY20. alomoves.com, code GIGGLY20.
But yeah, which leads me, have you been following the Simone Biles stuff?
Okay, so I'm not like huge into watching the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is going to sound so weird, mm-hmm. but I feel like watching the Olympics is something you do if you're with your family or in a relationship.
Oh, wow.
I could see that. Like, yeah, like if my, like when my parents were here, my dad was like, oh, throw on the Olympics. And like we watched a little bit of
it. It's a fun and, like, family event.
Yeah, and like if I was sitting on the couch with my boyfriend, like my one friend Katie, her and her boyfriend, they're hilarious, and they were like, oh, we're just watching like the Olympics and playing some game and like trying to guess, I don't know, they're trying to guess something. They're the best couple ever. They're honestly like the couple I want to be. I don't know, but they were like playing a game with each other about the Olympics, and I was like, that's adorable. I'm not going to sit here and like watch the Olympics by myself.
I'm not going to do a drinking game alone whenever someone cries because they got silver.
So, like, when I heard about the Simone Biles thing, my first reaction was like, oh my God, that's so scary for her. Like, I hope she's okay. I wonder what's going on. And then I started seeing all these things of people being like mad about it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, wait, we've done so much to like normalize mental health. And here's a girl saying, hey, I'm not okay. And like, I need help with something. And people are pissed off because what, they can't sit on their couch and watch her flip her body in the fucking air. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not paying her. Mm-hmm. Wait, who pays the Olympic athletes?
Well, I think they get sponsors, like endorsements, like Naomi Osaka and fucking Simone Biles have tons of endorsements that pay them. I don't think there's a monetary reward to it.
No, I think you're wrong, because I heard something on TV that was like the guys make like 400 grand and the girls make like 50.
Ew, what?
Yeah, no, there's like a crazy like discrepancy with like the pay. But like, who is paying them? Like, guess, their countries?
I guess the Olympics. We have no clue. Okay, like, we don't know.
No idea.
If someone was like $1 million, what's the answer? I'd be like, no, I have no idea. But we'll research this. You guys will probably research it. Yeah, I need to know. But the point is, as an athlete growing up,
yeah,
sports is not something that is for your well-being when you're a top athlete. It's all performance-based. It's not like, oh, let's burn some calories today. It's about who can push themselves the furthest mentally and physically to be the greatest. I have trouble with my inner voice, listening to my inner voice, because I've been trained my whole life to be like, when you're tired, when you're sad, when you're nervous, and your coach is like, you ready? You say yes. And you lie to yourself, and you tell yourself, I'm great, I'm great, I'm great. I suffered from
I do that on dates. So you ready to do this? I'm like, yep, no, for sure.
Or you're like 3 months in, they're like, do you like him? And it's like, yeah, I mean, he's treats me like shit, but like, he has a house in Connecticut, so.
So here we are.
So I had a ton of performance anxiety, and I always just like pushed through because that's what you're taught. Mm-hmm. However, Naomi Osaka, who pulled out of Wimbledon and French Open because of mental health, and Simone Biles, who pulled out of the final because of her mental health, they are 24, 25 years old. And they are the first sports stars who have grown up with this extent of social media.
Yeah.
So I really have a theory. Think about Simone Biles, by far greatest, one of the greatest gymnasts who ever lived.
Yeah.
She wins the Olympics, goes from no one knows her name to suddenly the face of the Olympics. And for 4 years, she has this huge following, people interacting with her, everyone knowing who she is, seeing the interactions, seeing that she's America's greatest hope.
Yeah.
She's also dealing with a full-on sexual assault scandal with Larry Nassar.
Yep.
She was one of the women that was assaulted. Mm-hmm. And she didn't need to go back to the Olympics, but she did. And she said a lot was to make sure that he gets convicted, to show that, like, still a gymnast who's active has been affected. So I think there were a lot of other things going on besides just like, oh, I don't think I can perform today.
And here's the other thing. We will never know because we don't know her. Mm-hmm. So like, I just never understand when people look, I do front page news all the time and I will comment on whatever the fuck celebrities are doing. Yeah. But like, I want to know what they're dating and like who they're dating and like where they're going to dinner. Like, I want to know dumb shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to comment on like a 25-year-old girl who is quite possibly one of the most famous people in the world right now, who has the entire world watching her. Mm-hmm. If she doesn't want to fucking get out of bed one day, who am I to be like, why? Mm-hmm. Like, I just think that's so crazy. Like, there's days where I don't want to get out of bed because I'm like, oh my God, someone on Instagram said this and this about me. And like, now everyone probably hates me. Mm-hmm. Like, could you imagine the whole world watching you?
And her thing, though, is like, with sports, it's who's the mentally strongest. So she was like, look, I can't perform. These girls are going to be mentally stronger. Let them go instead of me. Yeah. And selfishly, these people want to be entertained by her. But she knew, okay, instead of me going up and fucking up, and I'd rather just not. I'd rather give also, another girl like, a chance.
What if she got up there, was like in her head, was so nervous, so pressured, she did something and she fucking broke her neck?
No, I think that's what happened, because she said she did one of the big jumps and she lost where she was in the air and she kind of fell, but she was like, I could have really hurt myself.
Yeah, like that's terrifying.
But I also want people, there's a lot of like black and white with her. It's like either they're really mad at her or yeah. they're like, they're basically like putting her on a pedestal again, which I don't know if she wants. For, right. As a female athlete perspective, I don't want people being like, I'm so proud of Hannah for like saying no because she's having mental problems. Like that's a step, but I also want people to empathize with her and be sad. Like,
yeah. this,
like how do we prevent so many athletes from dealing with depression and anxiety? Like yeah, instead of
totally got it.
Instead of like rewarding it, let's like work on solving the problem, because Naomi's dealing with it. And also my thing with like Naomi, it's like there's so many people on tour who are dealing with depression and anxiety, but they can't afford to not play the Grand Slams because they need right. to pay their bills. So it's a very nuanced, complicated thing, but mental health in sport, it needs to be talked about. And hopefully in the long run, this is just the beginning of people delving into it. So yeah, that's my two cents. People yeah. have been asking for me to get into it. We went there.
I mean, yeah, I mean, whatever she wants to do, her and J-Lo, whatever they want to do, go for it, girls. Do whatever you want to fucking do.
Do whatever you want.
Because at
do.
The end of the day, someone is going to disagree with you. Like, you're not ever going to like have the approval of everyone, and you don't need it. Like, who
yeah,
gives
some people
a
like our silent
fuck?
Laughter, some people hate it. And yeah. it's like, what I'm learning is, for example, let me put it in your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I pull up a Zara sweater.
Yeah.
There's 10 people. And this Zara sweater has gone through a lot to get to where it is of approval and design and strategy. Mm-hmm. How many of those 10 people do you think will actually like it?
Probably five.
So given that, accurate.
Statement.
It's accurate statement. That's... How is a Zara sweater that's been made for people to like it still isn't right. liked? How are you being your authentic self expecting everyone to like you? But
right.
you can, through social media, frame yourself in a type of way that people think they do.
Right.
And that's where depression
people
happens.
People really knew just how gross and disgusting we are. You know? Speaking of gross and disgusting.
What?
Yo. I have some things from the Gigglers that I want to also share, but I have to, this just made me think of it. Mila Kunis and Ashton in the top five of like some of my favorite couples. There was a whole article about how they're like, we don't bathe our children unless we see dirt on them.
So Paige, we just went on a whole speech TED talk mm-hmm. about, we don't know the situation.
Okay. I know this one. You smell.
Is it like an immune thing? Like they want to take germs in so they could have high immunity?
Mm-mm. They were basically saying, I should pull up the article because I'm just doing this from like memory. They were basically saying that like you don't need to shower every single day. And look, no one is more of a proponent of like getting your natural oils out
yes.
than me, because look, you shouldn't wash your hair every day. Like it's good to get your natural oils out. I think... it's also like not good to wash your face as much as people do. Like, I don't think you should wash your face in the morning. I think you should just like wash your makeup off at night, because mm-hmm. your skin needs time to like regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
I really only exfoliate like once a week. And I love sitting on my couch and not showering for two
yep.
days.
Yep.
But I just feel like when you're a child, you're being taught habits. So, like, your mom comes into your room every day and is like, you have to take a bath and you have to brush your teeth.
Are you coming at Mila's parenting right now?
Yeah, I kind of am. Because these kids, one, they're going to be the smelly kid in class. And kids are running around all fucking day. Like, they're sweating. They're gross. They put their hands in everything. Like, they're going to one day be in high school and be like, nah, I don't have to shower.
They
and they're
do say
like,
you fall in love with people's natural scent. So, maybe, I mean, do you? I feel like I love that we're like fighting right now. You know how yeah. the cavemen, they didn't shower every day and they were good.
Okay, they also died at 18, basically. You know and, what? Like, got eaten by animals.
Do we need to live this fucking long? Because life is suffering. I know what Buddhism is. It's suffering.
I mean, bottom line, throw your kids in the fucking tub. Like, I don't get it.
I think it was Not Skinny, Not Fat, Amanda Hirsch, that wrote this on Instagram. But she was like, this gives me the same energy as when Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard said that they let their kids drink non-alcoholic beer. And she's like, these are two things that you just don't have to say out loud.
No, you can keep that in the home. You can literally keep it in the home. There's so many. We should make a list of like cringy things on Instagram that people share. And I'm just like, you don't need to. You don't need to. Like, never a day in my life. You know, mm-hmm. like you get in those mm-hmm. moods. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact I would never get on my Instagram story and start crying. Like, it's just so not me. Like, it would just never happen.
That's what I said about going to reality TV, that I never cry on reality TV, and I cried all season three. My season three.
Every single day. But it's also like a personal choice.
Yes.
I'm not knocking someone for going on their Instagram story and crying. Like, if you want to do that, oh my God, like, do it. Let it out. Tell your story. I just know for me, I probably would never do that. And I would also probably never tell people that I let my kids drink non-alcoholic beer. Because the taste is not good. So they're just going to acquire that taste and then one day be like, wait, what's the real thing?
Also, there has to be a context. A lot of things get pulled out of context, especially when you see these headlines. Like, yeah. I could see myself on a podcast having kids joking about something me and Des do and then them pulling it and defining me by it for 10 years. So, like, what was the context of this? Or were they just like, hey, we have to tell people something? Like, do we
it
know?
Was like an article. I forget what it even was. Yeah. I should know this, but like.
But are they saying they don't shower too?
No, I think they do, but like probably not as often as you would think.
I want to watch a reality show of their family.
Yo, I would absolutely love it. They have like the cutest story ever. They were like their first
kiss.
He was her
screen.
First kiss.
Also,
no, it ever her first kiss ever.
Yes, but it was on screen.
Yeah,
but also
she's 14.
Do you know Ashton Kutcher is like crazy rich because he made some like really good investments? Like he like invested in
some
Uber or
app
something.
Or something, right?
Yeah, like he doesn't work anymore because he's like stupid rich, like more than actor rich because he made really good financial decisions. But
fuck yeah,
I love
Ashton.
Like I want to see him. I want him to punk someone. Like, I want...
I love
I miss him.
Show.
Mila, too. She's
I know.
Great. But it's,
I saw, like, they did, like, some article, whatever, about, like, the inside of their home. Stunning. Gorgeous. Love their style.
But
I think they're
no
just cool.
showers.
Not a shower in the home. Not a shower in the home.
Maybe it's the kind of thing where like I could see you shower your kid and then they just get messy again, but like do it at night and throw them in the bed and put them in a little burrito and make them stay.
I feel like I was so OCD even as a child. Like I in kindergarten would bathe myself because like I couldn't wait for my mom because I was like, this is like I'm gross, I'm getting in the bath. And I would
but then
yell
when
down
you
the
want
stairs.
To get out of this shower you out the bath you'd go mom.
I'd be like, mom, I'm done, and she'd yell up and be like, okay, put your pajamas on. Should have been like, should I do the taxes too? Like, what the fuck? I'll just take care of myself.
No, but she had to get the towel for you.
No, she didn't. She like reassured me that I could get out.
Oh, side note question. Mm-hmm. Publicity, Liz Amoroso, we went on her podcast. We love Tea with Publicity. She did this whole poll. Mm-hmm. Do you go to sleep with your hair in a bun or down?
Okay, let's say it at the same time. One, I know yours. You're a weirdo and you wear it down.
Mm-hmm.
You're so odd. Okay, I don't know if people know this about Hannah, but this is one of the craziest quirks that she has. This bitch does not sleep with a pillow.
Okay,
let me say that one more
time. No,
let me say it one more time for the people in the back. She puts her bare face on the mattress.
I don't like pillows.
It's amazing sharing a bed with her because the more pillows, the merrier for me. Mm-hmm. So like, never had an issue with you, but
pillows
I just think it's so interesting.
Pillows are the devil's cloud. I don't fuck with pillows. It's because I sleep on my stomach, which is highly not recommended. So then if I am on my
tummy
stomach
time.
And then I have to put my head up, it like hurts my face. So I sleep with part of my face off the mattress so I can breathe.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
But yeah, I sleep with my hair down, but also I'm one of those like lucky girls that I can go to sleep full wet hair, wake up, it's straight.
Yeah. I just don't, I need it away. I need it out of here. I need it off. Get it off. Like, I can't.
Get it off. But also, don't you feel like you wake up and then your hair's all crimped up from the bun?
Yeah. And then, Mila and Ashton, listen up. That's when I get in the fucking shower.
Oh, see, I shower at night.
You do. That's another thing you do. Hannah, oh my God. No, Hannah doesn't shower at night. This bitch showers in the middle of the night. I have woken up before. That's
when I party. It's when I party or I'm on the phone late.
Oh my God. You have gotten into our bed. Honestly, it's a great smell though. Like, it's so fresh, so clean. At like 3 a.m. I'm like, what is going on?
Because I like to go in my bed clean. It's like, I'm not going to get in my bed after being on the subway. But also, Paige, do you ever wear your hair in a bun and you like get a bun migraine? Like, you're like, why is the world so horrible? And you're like, oh, my hair is in a bun, and you take it out.
Yeah, my hair's too tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get paranoid. Like, I don't, I feel like I want to go to sleep in my like, in my relaxed, loose vibe. And if my hair's in
a bun. Well, we're not doing like a ballet top knot with 87 like bobby pins. You wear a goddamn scrunchie. It's built for sleeping.
Okay. So yet again, let's agree
we're really
to disagree.
Disagreeing today. We are
Paige
really
Six
disagreeing
is gonna
today.
Be like, Hannah and Paige don't see eye to eye on 47 topics today. Is Paige getting invited to the wedding?
Probably not.
Is there any other front page news I should know about?
Oh, what do you think about like everyone freaking out that like Paris Hilton was pregnant and then she was like, yo, I'm not pregnant?
I love that Paris Hilton is using the power of podcasts to speak her truth.
Yeah, me
but
too.
Also, don't you feel like Paris Hilton, with the release of her documentary, then the release of Kathy Hilton's hilarious personality,
Oscar award winning personality on Housewives,
I feel like people are now seeing Paris as like, oh, she really is in on the joke.
Okay, Paris Hilton is a great fucking example of what I'm talking about when she's like, she put out a persona to the world that she wanted you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you believed it.
Mm-hmm.
Fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. She's now deciding to change that persona or like show more of herself that she didn't want to show before. And like, that's fine. And people still like, I love her. I've always loved her.
She's very smart.
And
also,
like,
the
share
simple
what
life
you want to share. Yeah.
Is the greatest thing that ever
iconic.
Happened. You can't do the simple life without being a self-aware funny bitch. And I think she's hilarious. Right. Also, that's hot. She created.
Also, she's smart as fuck.
She also created the selfie.
Yeah.
Like,
she
Dolly
also
Parton
created
and Paris
Kim
Hilton,
Kardashian.
Just like my idols. And
you know,
Brooks.
Like the whole Kardashian Jenner clan would be nothing without Miss Hilton.
And she knows it.
Fuck yeah, she knows that.
And she also is finding love right now, which is nice.
Don't you love it? Don't you love love? Dude, oh my God, listen to this.
What?
I was in like not a rom-com mood. I was in a like, I want to cry love mood. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to watch a movie that's so fucking romantic.
That reminds you that like love can happen.
Somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
Someone's falling in
somewhere,
love.
Somewhere, it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah. I watched this movie on Netflix and it's called The Lost Letter from Your Lover.
I think my Nana just watched it and I was like, that's definitely not the name. That's so long. And she's like, I think it's the name, The Last Letter from Your Lover. And I'm like, that's so many words. It's not the title. And she's like, it
not
is
a great
title.
Not a great title, but Nana
very
is
wordy.
Correct.
Very wordy.
Very wordy. Okay, I'm going to say one controversial point and then I'll tell you about the movie. Shailene Woodley.
We don't know her.
We don't know her. I like her for what I know about her. I loved her in Big Little Lies. I loved her in Secret Life of, what was it? Secret Life of the American Teenager. Another great movie with Dakota Fanning. Whatever she was on like ABC.
Doesn't
Family,
she make
like,
her own toothpaste or something?
That I don't love. But like maybe Ashton can like start a whole company with it. Okay, but like I didn't love her in this role and I don't love her in like certain things. I don't know. I don't know what it is about her. It's just like my own little quirk. Mm-hmm. But this movie is set in the 60s.
Oh.
And she basically has this love affair with this guy. And they write letters to each other back and forth. And that's how they like communicate.
Wow. When people could do handwriting.
How crazy.
So romantic.
Cursive. And so it's all these like trials and tribulations and like what goes on. And then it like cuts to like present day and someone finding out about the letters. And it's just... It's a little bit sad. Like, I cried a little. Like, mm-hmm. one eye got water.
Yeah.
No tears fell, but no. It got filled up.
Yep. It was blurry for, like, 3 seconds.
For, like, a second. And it was just really, really good. And I feel like everyone should watch it if you, like, want a love movie.
I love
it. Did Nana like it?
Nana loved it.
I loved it.
Nana also loves Giggly Squad. Nana still got it if she's listening. She goes, oh, I listened to Giggly this morning because I was watching my shows the night before. And I'm like, it's okay, Nana. You have all week to catch up. But if you don't, we'll be upset. Quick note, though, about the Olympics since we're going to what we're watching. Mm-hmm. I have been watching this shit. I wake up and it's like I feel like I'm in the watching Olympics, and I turn it on. I have 3 different channels: one that like rotates, one that's like the main, one that's
because you're in a relationship
on USA. Yeah, but Dez is less into it than I am, and I'm like, why is the Olympics not on? And he's like scrolling TikTok, and I'm like, why? Like the water rafting could be on.
You love competition.
I love watching competition.
Yeah,
and I appreciate it. I fucking watched a triathlon, which is, let's be honest, you don't love yourself if you're a triathlete.
There's no amount of money you could pay me to sit down and watch a triathlon.
It is harm. It is self-abuse, but it's iconic. This girl, like...
Wait, is this when they swim, run, and...
Bike.
What do they do?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, this girl is... Her name's Flora, which is a beautiful name. She's from Bermuda.
Yeah, I like that.
She was doing it since she was 8 years old.
Triathlons?
Yeah. And then she like didn't finish like 2 Olympics ago or 1 Olympic ago. Again, this is all like not completely factual. She gets an eating disorder, serious depression. She quits triathleting and she goes to a university.
That can't be a word.
That's not a word. And she starts studying and then basically like falls in love with biking again. She got the gold medal. She
Let's
got the
fucking
gold.
Go, Flora.
She came back, recovered from an eating disorder in 2013. It just shows like we go through so many lows in life. This bitch came back, but this is the problem. You're happy for one person, and then you're like heartbroken for like the other 100.
That's how I can't.
And then my anxiety is on an all-time high because the milliseconds are freaking me out. Like the milliseconds of when the swimmers touch.
No. No. No.
No. Like, what? You know it goes like 0.0000.
Yeah. No, I can't. Wait, who's the new, like, the hot guy with the tattoos?
Oh, my God. His name is Chris something. His wife is, like, beautiful.
Oh, he's married?
Ugh. Oh, yeah. They get swept up real early.
That's literally the only reason I watch the Olympics, because I'm like, what athlete?
Then they do the 1500 meter swim that apparently the Olympics just started for women because they didn't think women could do it. And then like the fucking best Katie Lipinski. Oh, shit. What's her name?
Tara Lipinski.
No, Tara Lipinski was the swimmer. I mean, the fuck.
She's a figure skater. Tara Lipinski and Michelle Kwan. Oh my God, Katie
Ledecky is the swimmer. Okay. She apparently was like beating guys in the 1500s because it's a stamina thing.
Yeah,
it's not
was.
Strength. Anyway, I can't even swim from one side of a kiddie pool to another. They're swimming for
tea parties.
15 minutes straight.
No, I do tea parties underwater. I'm not.
Tea parties? I do. I go, Mom, look at my handstand. And then you just kind of go on the side and then flop over. That's what I do.
I do have to say something with, you know how I have like random freakish athletic abilities?
True.
I can't dive into a pool because my mom never taught me. And when I asked to learn, she said, no, you'll hit your head and I can't.
You'll hit your head
it.
And die. Yeah, that's what my
mom
said.
Yeah, and so
too.
I kind of just was like, okay, and like moved on with my life. So, but whenever I do like a pool race, like I just did one this past weekend and I won, I win. Like, I win. Like, well, I used to con all of my cousins into, like, doing relay races in the pool just because I knew I would win.
I mean this in the nicest way. 1,000% you would win. Your fingers are so long.
Basically,
you put them together. You're in a webbed full shovel. Like, yeah. You, the whole pool moves.
Oh, yeah. It's game over for anyone. Yeah.
No, but if for real, your hands are perfect for swimming. You cup them and...
If anyone wants to challenge me in a pool race, bring it the fuck
on. And you're also good at beer pong because your fingers are so long. You basically just drop it in the cup.
I am a savant.
Yeah,
in
you are.
Drinking games.
But there's also like, okay, so there's like the arrow stuff. There's the gymnastics, which is insane. We're watching freak athletic ability and mental ability. But the whole thing is overall heartbreaking because people spend 4 years preparing and like majority of them lose.
And the like, craziest part is also being like, no, I'm going to hurl myself in the air and be fine. Like that, I fall going down the steps and I'm like, that was a close one.
Yeah, like, you know, who like, was like, okay, I'm going to try to jump and do a bunch of spins. And if I land, that's a sport. Like, that's fun for me. There's 10 skateboarding. Did you see skateboarding?
I sure did.
When they have their AirPods in. And they're
hot. Some of the guys are hot.
Yeah, they're, like, I mean, they're 16, but...
I'm like, is swag on the scorecard? Because it should be.
I'm like, is he on TikTok? Because I need to follow his ass ASAP. Then they have the surfing. But overall...
I've always wanted to surf.
I did once. I got up.
I was with you.
I was with you. And you guys cheered for me. It was really fun.
I've always wanted to. That's very different from I'm going to do it at some point in my
life.
Just
get a hot swim instructor. The surf instructors are so hot. And you just hang out with them for the day and be like, have fun.
I feel like it's something that like when I get a boyfriend and we go on vacation, yeah. I'll be like, oh my God, should we take a surf lesson?
Yeah. And get like a pink wetsuit. And you're done. You're good. Also, I love that you sent me this TikTok of this guy watching and like they're doing the synchronized diving and he's like, these fucking losers, you're such a you suck, you're a loser, and he's like missing the popcorn going into his mouth. That is like, so trash. The energy of the Olympics, because you watch and you're like, oh, that was fucking horrible.
That's how I feel when I watch any, I'm gonna put it in my perspective, any red carpet event. Like, I'm sitting on the couch, pimple cream, hair in a bun, I'm like, that's what you pick to wear. Disgusting. Hate it. Like,
they
ew.
Missed your invite in the mail. That's the only problem.
Yeah.
Oh, let me say one more thing about the Olympics, by the way.
Okay.
My final thing is, after doing reality TV, you realize how they straight up are giving them storylines. Like, they choose an athlete to be like, okay, she was pregnant 2 years ago, you know, she had the baby, it was a really tough pregnancy, and then she had to recover, like, this person had COVID. Like, they find these storylines, like the British Bake Off, like,
oh, they, like
and then they like focus on the one person, and then like if that person loses and it's someone random who didn't have a storyline for, they're like, okay, I guess, right, that like person won.
They're
like,
more
that person didn't have a story. Yeah, they just find
they're
the most
more
interesting heroic
something
stories.
Crazy.
Yeah, but it makes
kind
people
like
crazy.
With,
it puts so
like
much
American
pressure
Idol.
On them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally Bachelor. All of a sudden, it's like, this one was a mom, and she left her kid to train for 5 years, hasn't even spoken to her kid, and it's all for this gold medal.
And now all of a sudden, they're just like so famous. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
So I wanted to know if anyone found out their boyfriend was cheating on them with a girl, and like the girl he was cheating with also didn't know he had a girlfriend, and if they became friends and like what transpired.
Got it.
This girl said, my ex didn't cheat, but he is a narcissist and super mentally and physically abusive. I was living with him in Thailand, got stuck there with him during the beginning of COVID. No. I got away from him. He started dating a new girl. She messaged me after. She had to run away from him too and asked if he did all the same things. Since then, we talk almost every day, working through the trauma we went through and knowing we weren't alone and what happened wasn't our fault. Girls helping girls.
I love that how so much. It sounds
insane.
Like me and Sierra.
Wait, I have another one. My high school boyfriend, guy I lost my virginity to, cheated on me, and that girl ended up standing up in my wedding.
Shut up.
How crazy.
I think it's so great when girls can bond over like the like it's not your fault. It's the guy's fault. You could put any girl in it and like he's going to project his shit onto you.
And yeah, absolutely. It's like textbook the mm-hmm. way like manipulators are. Mm-hmm. And also gigglers have just been like sending me like random DMs about like, hey, I just want to like tell you this. So like I screenshot them so I can
read
them
stories.
To you. Sometimes I'm just like, that was an insane fucking story. And you've
They're
taken
like,
me
you
on.
You can use this on the pod. I don't know where it's going to go, but you guys have ADD anyway. So figure it out.
Yeah. I'm like, you have taken me on such an emotional journey and it is 11 a.m. and I am so invested. Where is Claire? Like what happened to her? Okay, so this one girl goes, okay, all those crazy sex stories were lame, not representative of Giggly Squad. I had a midnight picnic under the Eiffel Tower with a man I met in Paris while on a work trip. We fucked under the Eiffel Tower and sat there talking until the next morning. We still see each other on occasion when in the same place. Best sex I ever had to this day.
Where's security? Where and is like, the Eiffel Tower security?
And that DM literally hurt my feelings because there's nothing I would want more than to have sex under the Eiffel Tower with like a French man whispering in my ear, you know?
I love that for her. That was some like real rom-com stuff.
This girl said, best hack, you must tell the gigglers. And so, of course, my ears perked up. Mm-hmm. She said, figured this out a while ago when trying to be sneaky. I was texting two different guys. So was hanging with one guy, would put the other guy... phone number on do not disturb, not my whole phone on do not disturb, just his number, so she would never get a notification when she was with the other guy. It also helped because I couldn't see when he would text me back. I would have to open my phone, go to his text message, and so then it changed like the amount of time I was responding, because the anxiety is waiting for your phone to like light up.
Yeah.
And you completely take that out of it. And I was like, I think you're a mastermind.
There's something toxic there, but I'm here for it.
No, I love it. And that's really all I had. The Gigglers were quite funny this week.
The Gigglers make this podcast. We love you guys so fucking much. Also, I did watch Hacks on HBO Max.
And then I want to talk about one other thing. Did you love it?
I loved it so much. Hannah yeah. Einbinder. Realize her uncle's Paul Newman, who's
Stop
the OG
it.
Hottest guy ever.
Yo, I have a weird thing for Paul Newman. Have you had his
I
lemonade?
I will fuck the shit out of Paul Newman.
Also, the whole Paul Newman business.
Empire? We don't talk about.
Goes to charity.
Paul Newman is the hottest goat on the planet. Fuck Brad Pitt. Paul Newman... And you Gen Zs who are listening, like, Elena, you think he's just a fucking ranch. He's not.
You don't know what he is. You think he just makes lemonade, pink lemonade, coffee. You think he just, no. Mm-mm. You think he just makes popcorn? No.
Google that motherfucker, Paul Newman, when he was young. The blue eye. He had swag off the roof.
There is something about a man, and people don't talk about this enough. People really don't.
A charitable man.
Dude. I had a guy. Yes. I had a guy text me the other day that he like, I don't know how to say this. Okay. I had a guy text me the other day telling me something charitable he did. And one time I was with him in person and I watched him like, talked to this homeless guy, like he walked up to this homeless guy and like basically dapped him up, and like they knew each other, and he was like, do you need anything? Mm-hmm. And like in that moment I was like, I love this person. And then the other day he like told me something charitable he did, like just like randomly. It's a different feeling in my body. It's a different feeling when like a guy is so hot and like successful or whatever, and then he does something good for the less fortunate.
Okay.
And I just...
Two yeah. things. I don't mm-hmm. love that he told you something he did that was charitable, because for a fact...
It wasn't in the context that you're thinking it
yes.
is.
So I'm okay with this guy, but for women okay. in general, any guy that repeats all the time that he's a good guy and that he's honest and he's yeah. an honest guy. I'm so honest. He's horrible. Second of all, I was laughing so hard when you said charitable man, because one of my horrible exes, like truly horrible human being, applied for the Big Brother and Sisters to be yeah. a Big Brother, Big Sister, which is like an amazing organization
mm-hmm.
where like you kind of mentor a kid.
Yeah.
And he got rejected.
Stop it.
Like he was really Stop excited it. For it, and then he was like, oh, they rejected me.
Did
they
he not pass like the background check?
He didn't pass the background check. He had his own. And I just remember being like, is this a sign that I'm not with a great human being?
No,
we love the thought, but we'd rather you not be near any of our children.
That makes me uneasy.
And I stayed in that relationship because he was tall. I stayed 3 more months after that because he was 6'3".
I've also always had this thing, like, you know how I manifest, like, things about my future husband and, like, my life?
Yeah.
I've always manifested that, like, one day when we're, like, older and, like, our careers are, like, great and our kids are, like, you know, taking care of themselves and in high school, that we would start a showering on their own, like, daily, that we would start a charity together.
Oh, for sure. I already manifested that for you a long time ago.
Thank you so much. And so like when a guy does something that's just like nice and like charitable, I'm like,
Well, it means he has empathy, which is like,
yeah.
I mean, it is a bare minimum thing, but it definitely is a plus.
The bar is so low though for me right now. It is underground and I can't see it. And I saw a TikTok the other day that really just, I needed it. Sometimes I think my algorithm is like, bitch, you need to hear this because I've listened to you talking to your friends through your phone and hear this.
My algorithm knows me more than any human.
Literally. This girl said, I hate when girls say he's not the type to do that. Yes, he is. He probably did it. He's probably going to do it again. They're all the type to do what you think they're not the type to do. And I was just like, hold the phone.
Like, if you're going to generically be just like, he's not that type, it's like, that's not a good enough excuse.
How many times have I been on the phone with you and I've been like, but I just don't see him doing that, you know? Like, I don't think he would do that. He's just like, not that type.
And she's like, if you're questioning if he's doing it, he's doing it.
He's doing it. He's probably done it a few times and he will do
it again. Girls, we are so much smarter than we think we are. Like, our body is constantly telling us what's going on and we're just choosing not to receive the messages most of the time.
No, I think I'm so intuitive sometimes. Like, I'll wake up at like in the middle of the night and be like, literally I feel like Madeline, like what was the teacher in Madeline that was like, something is not right. Like, I will literally wake up in the dead of a sleep and be like, something's not right. And then like a guy will text me or something and something weird will happen. I'll be like, you are banging a girl. See, like, what is going on? Why are you texting me? You know, like something weird like that will happen.
Oh, shout out to all my intuitive charitable gigglers. We love you so much. Thank you so much for giggling with us today. It was a fun journey. We have so much stuff to watch. And yeah, follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Patreon. And
thank you for being here today.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk. And thank you for giggling. Always keep giggling. No matter how much people tell you to stop, keep giggling forever. G-Unit.